farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
The provision of a constant supply of water to farmers and access to market for their produce will be given priority by the new administration. Find out more on today's program and later or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjuey James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Landowners, attorneys at law, real estate agents, listen up. Come April 1, the National Land Agency, NLA, will increase fees for certain land transactions. This is the first time fees are being increased in over 20 years as the NLA works to serve you even better. Applications for first registration and the transfer of property for value will be exempt from the increases. To get more information, contact the National Land Agency at 750-5263 or visit nla.gov.jm.
Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, J.C. Hutchinson, says the government will make constant water supply to farmers and access to market for produce a priority. Mr. Hutchinson is also assuring farmers that community roads will be improved and the fight against predator larceny will be intensified. Renewed focus will also be placed on the AgriParks program and farmers who are not involved in the initiative.
The AgriPark, as its concept now, caters to 5,000 farmers. But I say, what happens to the other 250,000 farmers who have been out there carrying on agriculture for this country? They are not given attention. And it is about time that those farmers be given more serious attention.
Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, J.C. Hutchinson. Mr. Hutchinson says the sector will be restructured to ensure that farmers receive adequate infrastructural and technical support and increase production. In the meantime, the Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries is lauding the efforts of all organizers and participants at the Montpellier Agriculture and Industrial Show held on Monday, March 28 at the Montpellier Showground in St. James. The event, organized by the St. James Association of Branch Societies of the Jamaica Agricultural Society, JAS, was held under the theme, Grow What We Eat and Eat What We Grow, with the sub-theme, Empowering Women and Youth Through Agriculture. This year's staging was dedicated to retired Custos of St. Mary, A.A. Bobby Pottinger, who has given stellar service to the JAS and the parish.
I have seen some demonstrations of skill and ingenuity that surpass any that I have seen anywhere in Jamaica. I have seen items that don't belong only in the booths that I have visited. They belong on the world stage.
Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, Carl Samuda. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Fiat full promise, make full glad. Translation, a promise gladdens the heart of a fool. And this means do not be overcome by promises.
Don't make diseases spread. Wash your hands with soap and water instead. Wash them regular or use a hand sanitizer. Make sure the germs them dead. Touching your eyes or your mouth or your nose. Wash your hands before you do things like those. After you use the bathroom before preparing food, come on, wash your hand them clean. Cause it's so easy for germs multiply. You better wash your hands, it can save your own life. Wash your hand them clean, the body spread no disease now. Hand washing is key.
Me hear people say alcohol and cigarette worse than weed.
I don't know about that. No, that's not really good for you. And you see me, as an athlete, I have to stay focused and drug free.
Target shows your future comes first.
A message from the National Council on Drug Abuse.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjuey James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for other important developments in the agriculture sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.